Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He loves us. He cares about us in every way and in every capacity. Every part of your life is very important to God. And I want to pick up where I left off last broadcast. That was good to me. Because the Word of God is good. I like information. The Lord told me, He showed me a vision. And He said, let not my people lack knowledge. I said, how am I going to do that? And it's we help people. The Lord helps us do the impossible. I covered last week how when you're steadily doing things God's way, you're putting things in motion that Satan can't reverse. When you hear God's word, a healthy reception of God's word will enable you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying all along. The Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth. And this is where I left off last week. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, and everything's free. This year is the Audio 6 page, and this broadcast is on there in real time. And I suggest listen to all of them, because sometimes you may miss a program, and then the Lord may have been saying something that you needed. And He knows when people are going to listen. And he have preachers to say things that they need. So every broadcast is timeless. It's not just for one day. The Lord instructed me to put it on the website so that it can minister to people that you know. And people and you may want to hear it again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You got to make judgments. Every day you got to make hundreds of decisions. Every day. And I left saying on the last broadcast, what if all your decisions were good decisions? Pure decisions. Decisions that God would love you to make. Did you know God is trying to bless you? But the enemy, we have an enemy, Satan. We're in a cosmic war. We're in a cosmic war that started long before God made Adam. Now, Satan's hatred to humanity, it's illogical. There's no logic in it. There's no love in it. It's hard for me to understand and comprehend the kind of hatred that he has for God and man. He hates God because he wants to replace him. He hates man because we're made in his image. And it's hard for Satan to outsmart a man. He outsmarts men. He outsmarts most men, but it's very difficult. Because we don't really care about him, per se. We're just trying to live. But because we have sin in our life, it's easy for him to keep us off track or get us to go off track. But when we have the Word of God in our heart, first of all, when we have the love of God in our heart, we embrace the Word of God, which then the Holy Spirit can guide us into all truth, and He can cause us to triumph over Satan. He can cause us to triumph over the world system, evil men, evil intentions, evil countries. God can cause us to triumph over them and do well. What you have to do, that's why when you receive the Word of God, you're a threat to Satan's kingdom because you unravel it. When you live according to God's word at work or at school or in the classroom, wherever you are, you do things God's way. You stand, like we said a few broadcasts before, you live an uncompromising life. You love people when it's not popular. You love people when it is popular. You love people all the time. It's your way. And you never backbite. You never talk about people negatively. And when people are negative, you pray for them. You know it's wrong. Everybody can see right and wrong. But you don't take it personal, and you love the person anyway. This is a message all by itself. because you're going to cause everybody to respect you if you do that, because everybody desires sincere love and they know it when they see it. So when the Lord give you, when he gives you wisdom and you live according, all right, you're already living according to God's love, and it's stable. It's consistent. People know you for loving people. When, this is what will happen. Because people know you love them, when they have problems, they're going to want your advice. Especially when you're receiving the wisdom of God and you're living according to God's wisdom. And then you live a holy life. You don't flirt with the wrong things. You don't do what other people are doing, because you know who you are in Christ. You have standards that you live by. You don't blow with the wind. Just because other people do stuff, you do what's stable and what's right. You live a holy life. You live a pure life. You know, people used to talk about, I live holy. But that version of what holiness is, was what they wear, what they didn't eat, what day they go to church, things like that. But I'm talking about a pure life. You live a pure life. You do what's right. You live by the love of God. So when all three of those things are in line, you're ministering to people every time you breathe. Everywhere you go, your life is a ministry all by itself. Then when God give you wisdom, you have audience, because people, they know when people are wise and they know when people are foolish. They know when people are loving. They know when people do what's right. And when you do what's right when it's not popular, you have integrity. When you do what's right and nobody's watching, that's integrity. And that's a life that people will look to and trust. Then when you talk about Jesus, you're showing people the truth. They already know that you live this way. And they can't forget it. So you're giving people hope. Now God's going to reward you for everything that you're doing. All of your decisions are good decisions. Your personal decisions, your financial decisions are good. God may say, he may give you a church to join. Go to this church. He has a reason. It's not that you have a bad church, but he wants you to go to this church over here. For a reason. Why? I don't know. But let's say you do. You obey him and you go. And the pastor, that happened to me. The Lord sent me to the church I go to now. And what happened, bless me. I obeyed him. I went and I joined. I would teach my children at home. And my pastors, whether it was Pastor Jim Sr. or Pastor Jim the Fourth, they would use the same scriptures and references that I used at home, and they knew nothing about it. My children grew up hearing me talk about the Lord, then go to church, and my pastors were confirming it. Not only that, I would teach them at home and take them to the Sunday school, the Fresh Start Sunday school class, and people would say what I said at home. We have Sunday school. We have different teachers. We'd teach and then go into service and pastors teach them what we taught. They've been healed. People have been, they see people go up for prayer and get healed. My children grew up seeing miracles because I obeyed the Lord. Now, I could have just stayed where I was at, but they wouldn't have saw what they saw. Nevertheless, when you obey God, the next chapters of your life will be greater than the past. You're elevating. Every time you obey God, you're elevating. You're going forward, not backwards. Every time you study the Word, you're growing as a person. You're being equipped to do even greater. If you love God, you fill your heart with His Word, then you begin to, the Lord will train you, and you're going to be able to do more than you normally could. You're going to have better insight. It's easier for you to hear the Holy Spirit if you fill your heart with the Word of God. This is why so many Holy Spirit filled people, they don't listen to the Holy Spirit. God is not God. Everything I'm saying is foreign to them. When the Lord try to tell them something, they go by their own mind. And then they have a wreck and they say, something told me not to go down that road. They can't listen to the Holy Spirit because they won't fill their heart with the Word. When it's time to study the Word, they watch TV, talk on the phone, play on the laptop. And then the children play video games. Instead of that, nobody's teaching the children how to hear from the Lord. Very few people actually do what I'm saying. But if you take time and study the Word, it'll get in your heart and it will make a difference in how you do things and how you see and perceive things. You won't be offended so easy. The Lord will help your life heal in every way of life, and He'll be able to bless you, and you'll be able to retain the blessings and enjoy them. Sometimes God actually, just to get us on board, people pray for stuff, God give it to them, but they can't enjoy it because they're frustrated. They won't take time to study His Word and get to know Him. Now, you can get stuff or you can get to know the Lord. But if you get to know the Lord, you will increase and you'll be able to enjoy the increase. Some people got new cars and they don't drive them. They drive the raggedy car. Now, I'm a mechanic. If you let any car sit too long, it's going to go bad. The battery is going to drain. The radio is going to drain the battery. Then the transmission is not going to shift right. And you're going to take it to the dealership. And I heard stories of this. They take their Lexus to the dealership. Something's wrong with my brand new car transmission. They say, well, you let it sit too long. The battery's dead. We charged up. It's going to work fine now. You can't make a trophy out of the blood. You have to use what God gave you. Nevertheless, the point is not the car. The point is this. If you draw near to the Lord, you'll enjoy Him and you'll enjoy what He gives you. And He'll help you protect it. He'll help you enjoy life. It's not just driving around in a new car. If you're frustrated, nothing will make that change that. But if you draw near to the Lord, you'll learn what He's talking about and you'll get to know Him. Every Christian can be guided by the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to see more people do. There are Christians out there that's drawing near to the Lord and the Lord is talking to them. And they talk with more intelligence because they love God. If you have the love of God in you, it's easy to receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Some people are just tuning in. I want them to know because there's more to this broadcast than what airs on the radio. So I want you to be able to go on the website and get the rest of this broadcast. All of them are that way. When we draw near to the Lord draws near to us. When He talks to you, it's important. And one day, it's going to be an emergency. And you don't want to be off guard when the Lord is talking. You want to hear Him out. Because it can save your life or somebody else's. If the Lord wake you up in the middle of the night to pray, you don't want to be so fleshly weak that you go back to sleep and not pray. Because somebody that you love may die or be in an accident or something. The Lord, He tried to use our authority to help us out. But if you're hard-headed, He can't help you. But if you draw near to Him, as a way of life, not just a get-rich-quick scheme, not just a get-out-of-jail-free card, not just to get out of your emergency. But if you do this as a way of life, what's going to happen is you're going to enjoy the life you already got, and you're going to enhance the people that's around you. And then as you develop in the love of God, people that shouldn't be in your life, they're going to exit your life. They're going to leave it. Because darkness and light are two different things. But you're going to make an impact. And they may get saved and come back. Because when people love the world, they run from the light. And then they go get beat up in the darkness. Then they say, hey, that ain't working for me. And hopefully they'll come back to the light. But when you draw near to the Lord, it makes a difference. When people are trying to use you, you'll know it. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, Jesus said, he will guide you into all truth. Whatever's real, he'll show it to you. You just got to receive it. And so many Christians are living far beneath their means. They're not living according, they're not listening to the Lord like they could. Even preachers. Preachers, they do this. People are people, whether they're preachers or people. But preachers who receive, they walk with the Lord. They Enoch walk with the Lord. Some preachers, they preach the word, they love God, they love Jesus, they do the best they can, but they don't walk with him. What I'm talking about is walking with the Lord, obeying him, yielding to him as a way of life, not just to get a sermon out. Some people will pray for a sermon, but they don't spend time talking to him about everything else. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge God. Even if you know what to do, acknowledge him anyway. Lord, is this my best choice? I think this is a good choice. What do you say? What do you see? Because remember something. Your best choice is you going by your judgment, what you see, and what you're used to. Now, present that same situation to the Lord to see if he'll add to it, multiply, or tell you to wait. And don't get hung up if he say wait. He may say that's a good idea, do it. And he may show you a greater option because you bothered to ask him. Now, in the course of my life, I knew what I wanted to do and I had it in my mind. But when I bothered to ask the Lord, I said, whoa, I didn't see that. I didn't know that. I'm glad you showed me. He helps to spare me from making costly mistakes. And sometimes I said, well, even the car I got, the Lord said, I want you to pray for something. I said, well, okay. I started praying for more listeners on the radio and website. He said, no. He stopped me. He said, I want you to pray for something for you. What do you want? I want to do something for you. What do you want me to do? I said, well, Lord, you know the car I want. They finally made a car I wanted. A lady told me a long time ago that God was going to bless you with a car. And she said, have you been praying for a car? I said, no. And in those days, I didn't even want a car. I had the truck I wanted, and I'm not flamboyant. They finally made the kind of car I want. And I said, well, Lord, you know the kind of car I want. But I was going to wait till next year so I'd have more money next year. I had just got out of child support. I didn't want to get back into, I wanted to save some money. That's what I was thinking. I was trying to be a good steward, but the Lord said, I want to bless you. And he blessed me to get the car. I didn't know I could afford it, but I could. And it fits my life. It came to me at a time that it fits my life and I enjoy it. And it gets much better mileage than my truck. And I still got my truck. And I don't want another car. I'm what you call satisfied. I'm content. And it's a healthy thing to be content. If somebody gave me another car, I'll sell it, and buy radio time or something. This is the thing. When you have the peace of God and his joy, you can be content. You don't have to have everything you see. And you can enjoy life. But God loves us. He cares. When I say he cares about every part of our life, he does. I'm trying to pray for soul. He said, no, this time pray for you. And it was wisdom. See, sometimes you can judge God wrong in your mind. But when you spend time with him, this thing made sense in a lot of other ways. Because people saw God bless me before I retired. And they, you know, they saw me working all the time doing God's business, and now, and they didn't see much reward. But looking at it from God's perspective, it worked out well. You have to get to know Him, or you'll judge Him. Either, if you don't get to know Him, you will judge Him, and you'll judge Him shaped by what you know and by his illusions that Satan did. Some people, the reason they don't study the Word like they're supposed to, and put television first, and the telephone first, and the laptop first, and YouTube and Facebook, they put all that junk first, because the enemy has given them an illusion that studying the Word is labor. That's why they do that. They gravitate to the flesh because they don't sow to the Spirit, because in their mind, their deceived mind is labor. They don't enjoy God's presence like they should. And God is love. God is good. When you go in His presence, you don't want to come out. And the same people, when they go to heaven, they ain't going to want to come back here and watch TV. But if you ever bother to get in His presence and get to know Him, you don't want to leave that realm. And your television time, when I first started drawing near to the Lord and living in His presence, I was scared to watch TV. I didn't want to go back to that. I had been there and done that. But I was enjoying the newness of being in God's presence all the time. And He was answering my questions as fast as I could answer them. Because, first of all, that didn't just happen in one day. He told me to study the 5 chapters in the morning, 5 chapters in the middle of the day, and 5 chapters at night. And I did it wrong. I did 5 in the morning, and I did 10, and I would not go to sleep till I read those 10 chapters. But what happened, by doing so, by obeying God, I saw more than I used to. And when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I could receive it. I had stamina to listen. Usually when I was in the Lord's presence, I just collapsed, because I didn't have enough word in my heart to stand up. I was like Daniel when the angel came around with the glory of God on him. He collapsed. He couldn't listen to the angel for collapsing. Then the angel that looked like a human touched him, and he was able to sustain. Well, that's what the Word of God will do for you. It'll put His Word to give you stamina in your spirit. Now you can relate to the Lord and receive knowledge intelligently. And this is not happening for people because they're living according to the illusions that they see. They gravitate to what they think is best. They gravitate to what they want, what they think they want to do. And people even go back to the world because they allow the world to invade their heart. And they try to be satisfied with worldly measures instead of learning how to be to live in godly measures. When you draw near to the Lord and let His Word in your heart, and you're in His presence, you see the world for how ragged it is and how destructive it is. You see it for what it really is, and you don't want it. And starting out, you're going to start wanting God's Word more. If you give it a chance, you're going to want it more than you want the logic of the world. And as you see how it's healing and blessing your life, you're going to want that more and more. Your inner man is going to be stronger. And it'll become much more difficult for Satan to deceive you. It'll come to a point he won't know how to deceive you. He won't know how to tempt you. He'll definitely try it. And whether it's a challenge or not, you'll overcome it. And if you, at your will, you can say, "Well, Lord, I don't know how to overcome that. I don't know how to get that off my mind. But I want to. Show me how to do it." And the Lord will show you how to do it. He can unravel anything that Satan has raveled. He can unlock anything Satan has locked. He can get you out of Satan's cage. And you'll start wanting to do the things of God from your heart. Not because you're scared of God. This is something that you'll desire to do from within. And that's how God wants it. God wants you to love him and know him and understand. Then you'll be able to do the greater things of God and enjoy life. Then your life will become a super healing process. And everybody will see it and know it. I'm talking from experience, and I'm talking about what I've seen other people do. When people enjoy, when they enjoy God's presence and spend time with him, their prophecy is more accurate. Their preaching is more accurate. People that go in, that's why when I went to the church I go to, they love God. They draw near to the Lord. They meditate on the word of God. They love him. And they taught people to love him. And I love him. So the Holy Spirit can share the same. Everything I teach my children at home, I go to church and they're talking about it again. And now, whatever we teach in the Sunday school, they're talking about it in the pulpit. The oneness of God. And other people do the same thing on TV. And YouTube. And Facebook. See, those anything can be used for God's righteous measures, even television. God can put, there are some things that we need to watch on TV. But you don't put the TV first. You put God's word first. Watching ministry is good. But that it's not a substitute for the time that you spend with the Lord one-on-one. You got to spend time with him. And take time and study. You're investing in yourself and it's going to work. It's not labor. Don't look at it as Satan say, that's like stacking bricks. That's not like stacking bricks. It's not like rolling newspapers. I used to help my friend throw papers. And so I wanted him to come play. So I help him roll papers so we could throw the papers and then go play football or something. And it took a long time to roll them papers. But studying the word is not like rolling newspapers and stacking bricks and fixing cars. It's wonderful. It's actually enjoyable. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.